What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Am I in shot there? Can't see myself, because today's guest is taking up most of the fucking headspace. It's Aaron McCann!
What's the
crack? The boys have fucking had a load of coffee.
Yeah, too much.
Way too much for me. I've had a cappuccino and a fucking iced tea.
Yeah.
And I can't really see that good.
Hashtag cost the come down.
Hashtag Carthagarn. Can't even talk.
Too much coffee for hashtags.
Let me just see. Are we on about the same level of... There we go. That's probably about right, is it?
There we go.
We're in the same loudness. Let me plug some shit up front. The tickets for the Odyssey Arena are on sale. SSE. I've heard all sorts of wonderful figures. You know, there was a guy online the other day. He's like, congratulations on the 100 grand payday. And I was like, bro, if I make 100 grand, which I won't because I know I won't, I will take you on holiday.
Yeah.
100 grand, bro? What am I charging in? Like 100 quid each? I don't even know what the maths are on that, but yeah, it's not going to be that. And people are like, oh, but is it 10,000 people? No, it's never that. For a fully seated gig in the Odyssey, it's 5,000
people. You wouldn't physically be able to do that.
No, it's insane. And like, but I heard people even, why is that not going up? Yo. Say something.
Hello.
All right, I'm reading the wrong thing. Yeah, people are like, oh yeah, what? It must be unreal to do a gig in front of 20,000 people. And I'm like, I'm sure it is. I don't know what the fuck holds 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, because that would be, if it was 10,000, you'd literally be in the middle on a square and the full arena would be going.
Yeah. Who am I? Dane Cook? Daniel Cook? Anyway, it's going to be 3,500 to 5,000 people.
Yeah.
And I'll let you in a wee secret, guys. More than half the tickets are gone. So, and I haven't really mentioned it since the launch.
Fair play, sir.
So, you know, we'll gradually be chipping away at that in the next few months. But what I would say is get a ticket now, because if you've learned anything, it's every single fucking gig forever has been, mate, have you any tickets on the day? You fucking asshole. And especially this time, you have a year to buy them.
Yeah. So if you don't get tickets for this gig, it's your own fault.
This is an intelligence test. Does the weather
survival of the fittest?
Whether or not you have a ticket.
Yeah, it's not just selection.
You know, I was just wondering, there's me and 18 people on a football team wondering if you have free tickets for the night. Yeah, they mate. I couldn't wait for your call. Here you go.
Also, terrible sales pitch.
Yeah. But the tickets are on sale for that. There's congettus.com for merch. The live podcast t-shirts have sold out in a couple of sizes. But
nice.
If you, by the way.
What sizes aren't selling?
It's not that they're not selling, it's just that I ordered way more large.
Okay.
So if you're a large, quids in. If you're a 2XL, quids in. The 3XLs, which are a new addition for all the BBWs, they fucking went out the door. Because all you fat hoes have been waiting around. And guess what? I thought I was a 3XL. I'm not 2XL, bro. Nice. Sometimes XL.
Nice. I actually got a question in my DMs about someone asking.
What size is your dick?
No. That was in Bebo, but I got a question in my Instagram that was like, how true to size of the t-shirts fit? And I was like, spot on.
Oh yeah, if you're...
They're the best fitting t-shirts that I fucking have.
Because they really are. And much to my fuck... I mean, they're too cheap. I'll be honest, I'm not going to lie to you. I sell them too cheap. To get a t-shirt posted and delivered to your house for less than 20 quid.
I went today with you and to get it posted.
Like, yeah, it's like fucking...
Fucked up the post office.
Oh yeah, shut that shit down.
Fucked it completely up.
And no joke, her name was Denise. Yeah. She's like, Denise, I'm panicking. There's a whole load of packages.
Dungannon post office, shut down.
That's not me, and it shut down. And I literally had to leave them a pile of cash and be like, Denise, I'll be in later to pick that shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she takes the wad of cash and then takes my phone number.
What do you think she thinks you're selling?
Or drugs. There's no way they don't think it's dodgy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time they ask me, they're like, what's in this? And I'll be like, just an item of clothing. And they're like, any value for the powder?
Yeah, because you walk in with a proper like fucking... Like storage unit of parcels.
Yeah, there's no cute way to do it. It's literally like a see-through Tupperware box. It's huge, and you just have to carry them all in. And if anyone knows a better way to ship multiple packages, gives a fucking shit. So, congettus.com if you want some merch. The podcast is of course sponsored by Patreon, so that we can keep Aaron and his cappuccinos, and get wonderful guests every week.
Yeah.
Do you want to plug your tour? I have a tour coming up too, guys. We've got the big gig, and then doing a regional tour. The tour is going to be called Safe Space, and the poster is probably one of the coolest bits of graphic design you'll ever see. And I haven't made it yet, but I have an idea.
Nice.
And it's going to be sweet. Aaron has a tour. What's it called?
I have a tour, Culture in America, which will be me getting all the American material out of the road to fuck. Yeah. And then I can do some other shit. But yeah, I'll be doing it from April the 6th in Dailies, which is sold out, sir.
Ah.
And then ending in Larne. So there you go.
We can probably announce now, if you're going to the OMA gig, that I'll be doing the special, because it's sold out now.
Yeah.
So, you know, the damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. So it's...
I love that came into your head, thinking
so
about that.
It's sold out, so I'm going to do wee support for it.
Yeah. It'll be a good night. It'll be a good night's crack. But I'm doing Lime Night and fucking Whelan's and all in between, so yeah. Especially Dublin and Galway, because I don't know anybody down there.
When's
so.
Your Lime Night show in Belfast? Is that before Dailies?
It's the 10th of May.
It's after.
Yeah, it's right but after.
All right, then. Fair enough.
But yeah, first ever tour, so come on down the fuck.
Just follow McCann Comedy.
On the Insta.
On Insta, and he'll tell you all the biz.
Yeah.
He's all biz. We'll play his fucking intro, huh?
On the edge.
All right, you're good at that. The General Banter on air, blowing it out. Right about here, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Colin Jettis. It's Jettis, actually. Jettis. 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 Fuck you. Now, fuck only knows why that was coming through one ear. Who knows?
I'm the, don't ask me.
What am I, a science person? Huh? But here, I'll tell you something. There's a gig happening tomorrow night, which is a fundraiser for Marie Curie cancer fucking care type thing. It's sold out.
Yeah.
If you're going to that, bring extra money. You know what I mean? Chuck it in the bucket.
Yeah.
Chuck it in the bucket. That's going to be a lot of fun. Now, here's the thing we should have touched on a few weeks ago.
I'm very disappointed that that's an, it's an all-male lineup, like, but besides that, it should
I know,
be.
I talked about that last week.
Did you?
I know you're raising money for cancer, but could you diversify the lineup? Could you swan dive off a building? Or what? I mean, I talked about it till we all threw up last week, like, but what sort of cunt is that, like? That is... The world, that is literally, you know, and they're like, oh, the PC culture's, you know, eating its own tail. That is the prime fucking, I mean, other than like PETA, you know, when you hear about PETA and they're like, oh yeah, PETA would lure dogs out of people's houses and put them in a van and take them to be like euthanized because they didn't want them to be subjected to a lifetime of, you know, ownership by a human.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of absolutely fucking retarded mentality that we're dealing with here, you know? Oh, I know you're raising money for an absolutely unbelievable cause, but do you not think you could have diversified the lineup?
Yeah, it's
what
so stupid.
What is
like,
wrong with your fucking brain?
It's as you said, it's like, it's a low-hanging fruit. It's like someone who's trying to make some sort of a difference, and it's just easy to sit on Twitter in your hole and try and, you know, do something like that than it is to actually go out there and do something.
You're the laziest fucking activist of all time.
Yeah.
You're a non-activist.
Yeah, keyboard warriors and keyboard, like, activists are kind of in the same cesspool now of just fucking... Nothing
ball,
like
ball bags. It's every yeah. Everyone gets their fucking. It's. It, I feel like if you have a public opinion at all now, you're a dickhead.
Yeah,
says the guy on a fucking podcast. But see that fucking like, you know, people just sitting around. Oh, I didn't think you know, bloody blah was any good. You know, not up to scratch. Something, something. And you're just like, you know, who gives a fuck what you think?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
you have some shitty fucking job, and all of a sudden you're a fucking film reviewer.
Yeah,
or something.
But everyone does it. Like I do it. Like I'll come out of like you know the cinema and see like a fucking film, and you know I don't think about the level of effort that went into that. People making it and shit. I just go, ah, that was a bit shit, wasn't it? But I don't go online and fucking like feel the need to air it out. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, any sensible human would just be like, well, that was an experience that wasn't the way you know. The way I would personally like it, so I'll just let it fucking just let it slip. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Dude, they dropped the ball on this one. This new episode of Game of Thrones. Can't wait till that shit comes out. Fuck me. Here's the review of Game of Thrones and what it should be. Was there enough titties?
I can't commit to it.
Any dragons?
I can't commit to it. It's too far gone now. I can't like sit down and be like, right, let's start from season one, episode one, and work our way up to the fucking, what is it, like 9 seasons now?
Yeah, but it's actually one of the easier ones to watch. But it is, I mean, here's the thing. It is good. There's no fucking doubt about it. Sometimes it's not. It wouldn't necessarily be my thing either. But there's no doubt that it's fucking good. Like, of course it's good.
Yeah.
You know? There's things like Breaking Bad where they were like, oh my God, Breaking Bad's the best fucking thing. And I watched it and I was like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's okay. I don't know if it was it wouldn't be as good as Game of Thrones, like.
Yeah. No, I like things like Afterlife, like I burned through it. Like I just watched 6 episodes one sitting, like.
The Ricky Gervais thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's my favorite type of series. It's like a 6-part thing that they managed to wrap it up in 6 parts.
Yeah.
That's the good, you know. There are movies that are as long as that whole series.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours, like.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. Tell the story. Move along.
Yeah.
And speaking of stories, this gentleman sent me a clip from... So if I had to give it some backstory, I think it was a girl in his course got a voice note from this creepy Scottish dude.
Right.
And I forgot to play it for a couple of weeks, but I have it now. And hopefully this comes through 2 fucking earphones. If it doesn't, I'll try and fix it in post. But so this is a guy... just basically going like, all right, blah, and just chatting to this girl, but he's trying to talk dirty, but he's got a fucking hilarious Scottish accent. So let's go with it, guys. Ready?
Hello, sexy. I was just thinking about you earlier on, and
are you getting that through one ear?
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit.
You can back up my mind. I was checking some of your photographs. They in the shower when your ass soapy and your big breasts are just lying here.
Leaving the shower.
Your arse soapy.
Your arse soapy. Who's leaving the shower with their arse soapy?
Soapy arse.
I fell in love with your breasts. You look really, really nice with your breasts.
So hang on, give me some more context. Is this a guy that...
As far as I remember, the guy was in class with this girl, and the girl got sent this or something.
Was she banging this dude or...?
Possibly. Right, okay. Maybe once or something. I don't
soapy
know.
Soapy arse.
Getting out of the shower with your soapy arse.
And...
But it sounds like he's just in his car looking out the window, like waiting for a fucking car wash or something. He's like, just got myself a couple of minutes waiting here and just want to say, you look lovely with your breasts.
Yeah.
What a thing to say. You look lovely with your breasts.
Soapy arse, that's so weird. Fucking matey bubble bath around your ring. It's fucking...
I'm hopefully it can I come forward, yes. And I could...
It's like he's had a business meeting and he's like, just trying to figure out how to move forward with this. I'll have a chat with my people and we'll see what we can do, what the figures are and if it makes sense for us financially. And your soapy arse is nice.
We've crunched the numbers and I have a full route. So
I've went over it with a few colleagues and confirmed I do indeed have a veiny route of a
come
penis.
Put your buddy tonight and catch up with you. And... just to walk in your room. Kenan, you can, and I'm coming into your room. And you're waiting for me.
Oh, wait a minute. He's setting up like a wee fantasy.
You're waiting for me.
Come through to Aberdeen some night and...
Come to Aberdeen some night.
Catch up with you. And just to walk in your room. Kenan, you can, and I'm coming into your room. And you're waiting for me. We've arranged it, you see. And I just come in.
He goes, he's like spoon feeding her the story. He's like, you see, we priorly arranged this, you see, so you know this is coming, like.
I'm not a fucking pervert. Hold on a second.
We didn't speak.
We didn't speak. Probably a good thing. Your own boner would go down if you spoke in that fucking room. With your breasts.
You just lie on the top of your bed naked. And I just come right into the bedroom, take off my clothes.
The most unsexy.
Oh my God. 50 Shades of Grey.
Take off my clothes. Fucking Scottish people.
And you just lie here.
Is that no a toffee?
No. And I give you a nice massage. But you've need to speak to me. Again, we've just like 2 strangers, but we actually came for a war. And then you're just lying here, and I just put oil all over your body, nice and soft, nice and easy. And then I take my hands.
Is Is he fucking her or making roast potatoes?
Now, here's what I'm thinking, right? Would a fucking American girl be beating the bean clean off herself to this? Because it's like Jared Butler-y kind of like fucking like, you know.
No.
But it's like, they just hear the accent. They don't think this sounds fucking like.
There's a fucking far cry between Jared Butler, "This is Sparta," to fucking, "Take off your clothes. Take. And I'll rub your team oil and you don't."
Yeah, it's like expectation versus reality, isn't it? Yeah. Of like dirty talk.
I'm going out with a Scottish guy.
Yeah.
"Take off your cleats." And he's got a fucking haggis bop in his hand.
"Here, Mercedes. Mercedes. Cristo.
Yeah, your arsehole. Oh, is that no toffee?
Get your booby out.
Your stick's not even on the fucking ground." Stone Roses. Hold on.
"Down your hamstrings and just rub
your..." Down your hamstrings? He's turning into a fucking football physio now.
He's mentioned ham. I've got it written now too.
Around the metatarsal.
"Your hamstrings and your chicks, your arse."
The chicks, your arse.
"The chicks, your arse." I love that.
"Up and down, inside and outside. Then slowly just drift my hands up and inside. But I'm not touching your pussy.
Nay, touching your pussy."
Never say that word if you're from the fucking UK.
I'm just like outside it. Just
outside it. Not in the pussy.
I would rather send a full picture of my cock than this to someone.
"Rubbing in and a bit harder all the time and squeezing. And just keep touching it and just put my hand in your behind bit. And just play about with it and just rub it up nice and soft. But I still haven't touched you inside your pussy yet.
Pussy. Pussy. I've touched everything else. Around it. You're behind.
I played a bit with it.
Squeezed it. But not inside your pussy.
Then I can do inside. Just at the front of your pussy. I just feel you getting weaker and weak.
Weaker and weak.
What did he say? Weaker and... What did he say?
He said wetter, but he said weaker. Oh, fuck my arse. Hold on.
Weaker and...
Do inside. Just at the front of your pussy. I just feel you getting weaker and weak.
Weetabix.
And I just feel it slipping onto my fingers. So when I get that feeling on my fingers, I just rub up against your pussy. And my hands just ringing.
My hands ringing.
You're just... And when it's still when I've spoken, you're just lying here, saying to yourself, I go to fuck.
Go to fuck. We still haven't spoken. No wonder. Who's talking with that accent? I'd be turning into a fucking mime artist about it.
Like two strangers, and I'm just rubbing up, and then I'm actually playing with your pussy, and you are just dripping.
Top class improv there.
And you are just, and he's like looking around the room, fucking dripping.
He's got a thesaurus in front of him.
Dripping.
And I'm just keeping rubbing, and you're with my idea male, and I keep rubbing.
You ran out of ideas about 20 minutes ago, by the way.
Then I just pick you up a wee bit if you're behind up, and arch your back a wee bit. Then I just push my cock in nice and soft, nice and soft and slow, and just keep working it. And just keep playing my hand. My hand comes around the front of you, and I'm playing with your pussy for the side on. But my cock's inside you as well.
I've lost track of what he's doing here.
I know, he's getting so confused. I've got my cock in your arse and my hand's reaching up round. It's like it's like a jiu-jitsu tutorial. And you put that leg around and lock that down, and then you got that, and you put a bit of a frame in there, and you're moving around, and my dick's in your arsehole, and then next minute I'm fingering your mouth, right. And fucking weeter, weeter, weeter.
I put you in a triangle choke, get me cock out, and you're fucking ringing.
Break the grip, remove that arm, put the leg around, fucking lock up. A figure four around the side there and get the fucking grip on the lapel and then span around the back and choke her.
A tombstone pile drive my cock through your mouth. And then my phone's ringing and you're ringing and fucking like a dishcloth.
What'd you turn into there? Fucking.
He spent a bit of time in Jamaica.
It's near hard.
It's near hard. I'm thumbing it in soft. It's like putting a duvet in a tumble dryer.
Nice, I mean, I'm not putting hard pressure on you. Just nice and corny, nice and corny.
Corny?
Then you just feel the sweat coming off of me, running off my head, onto your back.
Boke.
By that time, we're
very wet. The whole thing's very, it's very, a lot of liquids here.
Who finds this sexy? You feel the sweat come off my head, dropping in your back.
Beth, really just wet and really loving it. And just keep pushing it.
I think this guy just wants to fuck a mermaid.
He's blew off steam there. Like, you know, he could have done this in a vein, essentially. All he said here, like.
And then I start getting a wee bit harder and harder.
You're not hard already, bro? We're deep in the pussy.
And you're letting me go deeper all the time. Deeper all the time.
This guy definitely works in some sort of, you know, not, you know, like.
I picture a guy who, like, works in curries or something like that.
No, I'm totally different. Like, I'm picturing, like, a fucking, like a fisherman. Because everything's like, you know, it's wetter and wetter and it's wheat and like a fucking mackerel. Your accents are bang on today, bro.
I'm inside you. Keep it going. And then I just turn you around and come back in you again and put my horn on your behind and pick up your behind with my coke still inside you.
What is he doing? Homeboy's giving her a fucking Batista bomb while his cock is inside her.
It's just a million instructions. And I'm making a coffee and I'm stirring the tea. My cock's near me. I'm in my foot's in my eyeball. And like, you know,
he's literally choreographing a fucking WWE fight. Like, you know,
he's like, yeah, he's like, he's describing Strictly Come Dancing.
And I'm throbbing it hard this time now. Now I'm really getting into you.
So what you're saying is you're having sex.
Yeah.
And you're just an orot. And your beautiful big breasts are just lying off your side. They're moving about, just beautiful. And we still haven't spoken. And we just keep working our way.
Working our way.
Needs a bit of fire.
You open your eyes. And I look at your eyes. And you just feel as though you've just broke every rule there is. But you're just feeling really good about it. And you feel really completely, you've seen sex with a complete stranger. But it's safe. We're both safe. And it's just beautiful. And then I start kissing your breasts. And that big nipple of yours, just lick him and lick him.
That one big nipple of yours.
Like a fucking saucepan.
Two tits, one nipple. The other one's smooth like a water balloon.
A coke still inside you. And then I start rubbing your breasts at the same time.
Imagine you did. You know, did you ever record a voice note? And you fucking slide the thing the wrong way and it cancels.
Yeah.
Imagine you got the whole way to the end of it and he just boop and went the other way and just spun around and trashed itself. Oh, for fuck's sake, next message. I'll fucking bang you. I'm a fucking WhatsApp piece of shit.
I hope that does it for you because it's fucking doing it for me right now.
What an ending. Poetic.
I mean, I feel like the most graphic bit of the whole setup would be like jizzing all the way, and then I'm gonna fuck in whatever, and he's just like, "Oh, that's lovely, bye."
Yeah, you know? We shouldn't. Nobody from here should dirty talk. What would you rather have, right? A voice note of you leaked, of you talking like that, right? Or just full cock picture? Like, what would be more embarrassing to you?
That?
Yeah, for sure. Like, definitely.
I'll fucking show you my cock for the crack.
Definitely.
I open my cock. How you doing?
That is so fucking like, nah. And you know, what's really going to happen there, you know? Talks a big game, like, but is he going to come through with that? You know?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think anyone. No, I mean, anyone that's is getting into that sort of shit, it's all fart no shit, like.
Yeah.
This is how that message should have went. Oh, come in, take my clothes off. You show me your big breast with your one nipple. And my bag just empties. And then I cry the rest of the night.
Yeah, that's fucking.
Do you like Greggs?
He's like.
That's it. Got you a steak slice? Show us your steak slice. Dirty bastard.
Also, did you say that this was sent to like someone in uni? Because that guy sounds 40 at least.
I feel like I need the guy to get in touch with me again. I could be. Oh, wait a second. I can send it again. No, I got it, bro. Yeah, I don't know the fucking context.
Did you get that vibe, though? He sounds like an older gentleman.
Let me see. This guy made a fucking.
And you know, if he is, fair fucks to him.
What did you ask me there?
Is he like older? Like he sounds like, he doesn't sound like uni age from that voice note. Like he sounds like 40.
Oh yeah, he's either 40. Was the backstory again there? He's either that or he's a culty that goes to uni. I'd say that's what I would say.
Scottish culties.
You know, he sounds. I think Aberdeen is kind of like the Larne of, maybe Troon is the Larne of Scotland, but I don't know. Your big British and your big nipple. Maybe plural of nipples, or nipple is nipple.
Yeah, it
shows a couple of nipple.
That's all you need sometimes, you know.
What?
Just button up, and where you go.
I mean, I feel like the funny thing with tits is, if you can nearly see them, it's almost as sexy as, sometimes more so than just seeing them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You get to have like that
if there was
like...
If there was some tits you wanted to see, you know what I mean? You fucking... Sharing a house with some doll, and you're like, I'm fucking give her the pay. You know what I mean? You know, and she fucking ran out just some wee vest top with no bra, and you like nearly see her. I was in the airport, and this girl was, now luckily she, you know, luckily for her.
Luckily for
and
her.
And I think sometimes you do get that. You know when people aren't, they don't have like big set of titties. Mm-hmm. They're not as like, oh God, my tits. They're just like, it's like a dude. It's like a skinny dude. She's just running along with this vest top. Obviously late for a plane, and the whole vest top had shifted, and one of her full tits, I say full tits, it was her nipple was out. She didn't really have a whole lot of tits going on, which is fine, but she was just running along, tit out.
Happy fucking days. It's a wee wink from God there for you.
But this is what I'm saying, it's, at that point, it's just fucking anatomy.
Mm.
You know, unless you, like, fancy someone, you want to bang them, it's yeah. just,
well,
it's
the
just,
set, it, a bit weird
I mean, you're obviously going to be, you're just like, oh, tits.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Because yeah, you're in the airport and it's fucking, you know.
You're not like, oh, Jesus, I have a boner.
No.
You know, you're literally just, oh, it's just bodies now.
That's what it is. It's like
if whereas if it's tits you want to see and you can nearly see tits.
Yeah.
Drives you insane.
Yeah.
If you're a straight male.
Yeah.
I don't know what the equivalent is for cock, but I literally don't think, I've had this explained to me by Maureen and she thinks this is the same. Unless you're an absolute fucking vampire of cock. She's like, it could literally be everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, fucking, it's all the other shit with a dude.
But they're the same, though, with dick, where it's like, it's not being shown. Fuck. It's like in a pair of boxers, you know, bulging.
Yeah.
But the actual dick itself, they're like,
But I've been saying, like, you know, a nice, round, perfect bulge, you're like, that's kind of, you've probably got some sort of, like, Wonder Bra techniques going on with your dick.
It's
you're
ball
like,
bag?
You're like,
it's ball back.
You're like, real fat cock isn't the David Beckham, like, perfect round thing in your pants. It's like a bag of fucking spuds. It's all cock and dick veins, and it's gross.
I guarantee you Beckham has a fucking hot air balloon scrotum on him, like.
Yeah, and a wee sports cock.
Nah. A sports cock. Like a Lucozade sport fucking cap on it.
But, you know, she's like, oh, yeah, no, it's like, you know, just be fucking good looking and funny and have a good body. And then it's literally like, the last fucking thing that matters is your cock.
Mm.
Unless it's laughably small.
Yeah. And even then, like, you might be a grower, like.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's what we'll pray for.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a guy has to have, like, a novelty huge cock for people to be like, oh, fuck, look at his big cock.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't, you know, if you were, like, a big fucking dude, like you, do you know what I mean? If someone's like, oh, there's a big fucking dude and you've got half a hammer on you.
Yeah.
No one's like, Jesus, what about his big cock? Do you know what I mean? It has to be, you have to, that's why you get a lot of those like, oh, he's a wee skinny, he's like fucking 5'7"
yeah.
and 8 stone and one of it's his cock.
Yeah, he's just got that, like a paparami dick on him. Like.
That's when people will be like, oh shit, look at the big cock in this guy.
Yeah.
Me and you can have a big dick, no one cares. It's lost.
Nah. As long as we're not.
It's lost on the frame.
As long as we don't have like the tiny, tiny dick, which you just have to kill yourself if you were us, like, because everything else is fucking
is big.
Big. Big frame, whatever, and then just the wee fucking shrimp dick.
I'm fine with the dick. I mean, I've done material about it before, but I was like, the least gross bit of my body is probably my fucking dick. You know?
Mine's be the same, except for if I wear new boxers.
The material was, I would actually do well in a glory hole. I'd pop the dick through and people would be like, that's all right, bro. That's a nice dick. And then I'd walk around the corner and they'd be like, hold on, was that you behind there? And I'm like, yeah, sorry.
That's basically naked attraction, you know. Naked attraction is just a glory hole with legs and thighs in there as well.
If naked attraction, you see, I think I would do all right with a thigh because people might go, "Fuck, he's got bigger rhino thighs,"
mm-hmm.
you know. And I've got quite a tiny ankle, you know. I've got quite an athletic leg. And then it would just be like, gut, tits, bald, hairy back. There's a, yeah, if Naked Attraction just went like this from the middle.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, ooh, and then it was a wee bit more. Be like, mm, and then it'd be like, oh, no. The more that was revealed in either direction, you'd be like, no, thanks.
Yeah.
Actually, is there material in it?
Definitely.
Because I tried it one night and it was perfect because there was a fucking bunch of nerds at the front table and I was talking about, oh, there needs to be an app just for like dick pics called Glory Hole. And I actually kind of worked it out in the moment, but it only happened to do well because there was a bunch of fucking computer programmers in the front row.
Did you ever have to deal with fucking, like, before you met Maureen, were you ever on Tinder?
Sit forward. Why the fuck is it so dark around here? I sit forward. Is your head absorbing all the light? Like, maybe. Jesus.
I guess because that shadow's there and I leaned into it. Maybe.
Did I ever have to deal with Tinder? No.
Yeah. So lucky. Like, it's the big, you know what? It sounds like
I would feel miserable. Well,
from the outside looking in, it sounds like the easiest way to get the ride. And then you go on to it and it's like, oh no, you have to be like, you know.
If you're hot, I mean, if you play the fucking like aesthetics game,
oh yeah,
you'll probably do some serious fucking.
There's dudes I know that, like, literally there's one guy I know got the ride off Tinder in what was essentially a series of GIFs exchanged bucking that night. Well, whereas, you know, with me, like, I have to bring the fire. Like, the intro line has to be good banter and crack the whole way through conversation.
I've tried to make this point before. What it takes for someone like me or you to get the fucking ride versus what it takes any fucking bog standard fucking swamp donkey girl to get the ride are worlds apart.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, literally, even in a standard relationship, if you're talking like real fucking heterosexual standard shit, it's like what I would have to do to, like, even in a relationship, to like be a fucking good meal or a good husband, the amount of boxes I have to tick is crazy.
Oh yeah.
And all of, like, obviously Maureen in this case, all she would have to do is just fucking, I don't know, turn up, bring you a cup of tea, you know. Meanwhile, you have to fucking climb mountains in the background. Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something.
And all they have to do is come in with like a high ponytail and a fucking pair of leggings and you're like, what a great wife.
No, it's mad. Like, it is mad. Like,
it's crazy.
The admin of being a good boyfriend is fucking mental.
Yeah, it's nuts. Like,
it's crazy. Like being a good boyfriend is crazy.
I seen a thing. I mean, it was summed up in a meme. We might have talked about it before. It was like, I need a man who's fucking 6 foot, has a good job, has his own place and a sweet car or something. And it's like, what are you bringing to the relationship? A cracked fucking iPhone and a bad attitude. But that's the
I've seen that too.
That's literally the power of Fanny. See, when dudes have the fucking, the, like, the brain cells to go, nah, I'm all right, they'll probably do a lot better with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
I think you can judge a lot about a guy by the woman that...
I'm going to bring this forward so you sit forward because I can't even see your goddamn face. Nothing.
By the woman that he turns down. Like, see guys that just will ride whoever and then like immediately brag about it. There's something in there. Like, there's a way you want them, I think. My housemates were like that.
Yeah, they just buck anything. Maybe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that just because... I don't think I was ever like that just because you have to walk around in public and you might run into these people.
Yeah, exactly.
The embarrassment would kill me.
Yeah, especially from fucking, like, you know, Oma is a place where if you buck anybody, you will run into them. Like, there will be an interaction.
Front page of the Herald.
They'll serve you in the spa or something. Swear to fuck. They'll cut your hair. That's what Oma's like. And everybody knows everything too.
Do you want a bag of that? And you're like, well, you didn't want mine.
Oh, no, you want the bag, guys. Sweet, right there. Fuck off.
Now, before you were all, oh, can't touch the bag.
Any salt and vinegar? Oh, we're getting real creative now, aren't we? Fuck me, like.
Oh, dear. There was a woman, we were out on Saturday night, basically. We just sort of offered to run Maureen's mum and dad up to Belfast because they were going to see a play. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yeah, we'll kill time, go for dinner, you know, do whatever. And we're in house, which is on Botanic there.
What's that again?
It's just a bar.
Right, okay.
It's a bar hotel type thing. It's nice.
Oh, used to be fucking, what do you call it? Madison's? That place opposite of Chipco?
Did it used to be Madison?
Yeah. It used to be unreal. £3 cocktails every day. Fucking lived in that bastard, yeah. Yeah, fuck, it's so literally confused. The place opposite beside Chipco. Yeah.
Madison's not there anymore?
Nah, it's now that place you're talking
about. Okay, fuck me. Well, there you go. But Fucking yeah, I was in there. It's nice. Like it's actually really nice to just sit in. But I got fucking a bit. I was in a terrible table and just got all these fucking cunts. You could tell. You know when like people are fucking staring at me all night and then they have enough drinks and then they start coming over. All right, bye. And all there's a fucking photograph and it was literally like, just, you know, they just needed enough fucking Dutch courage to come up.
Mm-hmm.
But there was just this woman, and she was fucking an embarrassment. There's not there, like. It sounds sexist, but there's something super gross about a middle-aged woman drunk out of her mind and just walking around. And she was like fucking chatting up everybody. And there was this guy, he was obviously a rugby player, tall dude, probably about 6'4" or 6'5", cauliflower ear. And he's standing there at the bar and she was literally hanging off. You can nearly see her mouth like, you're gorgeous. Yeah. And the guy's just standing there like, mm-hmm. And then she went over to this other table of fellas and she was like pulling her fucking top down so you could see her gross titties. She's like, I guess so. And then she said something. She was like, yeah, that's, you know, when you can tell just with what they're saying, like, I'll make wee boys out of you or whatever. Yeah, well, I. And then she done that fucking gross old woman thing where she like stood and then just grabbed, put her fingers to the lips of her jeans and like yanked her jeans up. Like, I need to put my arse away here.
It's terrifying.
And I was just like, that is behavior that would have got a man fucked out of here about 2 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just being run around fucking, she's grabbing all these girls and seeing her like talking to these girls she didn't know. And she like grabbed the girls' boobs and all. And you're like, mate, you'd have got fucked. Like if you were a dude, you'd have honestly been headlocked and fucked out of there.
Yeah.
And you're just like.
The whole bar would turn on you.
And that's why I leaned over to Maureen and I was like, you know what the saddest part of this is? Someone will buck her.
Someone will. That's the thing is someone
a fucking heap of shit and someone will fucking come on her.
Oh, aye. Someone will fucking throw a live one on you, like.
It's fucking, it's gross, like, isn't it?
Oh, aye. Like, but there's fellas who literally, that's what they're getting. You know, they're waiting for fuckers like that to be roaming the landscape so they can finally get their hole, like.
I mean, there's certain spots that people will go there just to buck some fucking divorcee.
Benedict's.
There's other fucking spots kicking about, but it's like...
That's the one that comes to my head, like, that's where...
I used to work with a fella, and he would go to fucking... I forget the name of it. It's up near the airport somewhere. And he's literally like, oh, I just go there because, you know, all these fucking desperate outlaws are there, and they'll just fucking suck your dick in a toilet or something.
Yeah. Which, again...
And you're like, mate... And you're, like, looking at him, you're going, like, you're fucking probably, like... He's probably, like, 22 or 3 at the time. You know, like, thin dude in shape. He was not a bad-looking guy. Like, you could probably get a regular fucking girlfriend right now.
Yeah.
Instead of bucking someone's mat, which he actually did. He goes, he went back to someone's house, and he goes, I had to walk through a living room with, like, 6 dudes playing the fucking PlayStation. It was her son. And he's
gone.
And he's like, one of them stories where someone tells you a thing, and you're like, I really probably wish you hadn't told me that.
Yeah, it makes you sad.
He's literally like, oh, I mean, I was fucking, she's fucking sitting on the counter smoking a fag out the window, and I'm fingering on the sink and all. And you're like... You're sitting there, like, in work with a cup of coffee, like...
Oh, fingering her on the sink.
Very cool, mate. Very cool. Very cool.
the poor fucking group of kids playing PlayStation. It's weird because
all the dirty shit that gets talked on this podcast, I hate that shit. See, like, seedy, gross. That's, you know, like, that sort of fucking...
It depends on how it's packaged.
I'm just like, ugh, fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Feel sick even thinking about it right now. I tell you what I'm going to do. Floated around my uni. Oh, right. Floated around the uni. Aberdeen. That is the guy. He's about 50. Sent a voice note to a student he had been chatting to on Tinder. Okay.
I knew the fucker was older. Yeah. I knew it.
Oh, well, you could hear it off his voice.
50 as fuck, like.
I'll call you up on the Nokia and I'll do you for a fucking...
Yeah, he thought the word pussy was acceptable to you, so that showed his age there a bit.
Pussy. You can't say pussy. You just can't.
From here, nah. There's just some things you have to accept that you can't do from here. Dirty talk, I think, is definitely one of them. Like, I think that's why it's not really a thing here. Talk dirty to me.
Seen you in it, cost a fortune. Someone seen us in Costa. I love when people are just like, spotted you somewhere. So? You creepy fucking cunt. Have you watched all the documentaries, all the fucking...
Oh my God.
Have you watched the Michael Jackson one?
What's the next documentary they're going to make where it's like, yeah, we knew he was a pedo fucking 10 years ago. Like, yeah, I seen the Michael Jackson one.
I mean, it's everyone's saying it, like, but it's just like the parents should be in jail.
Yeah,
your parent. You basically spoon fed him fucking kids.
The mother is a clear psychopath. Like, she's retelling the story of her son getting sexually abused, and there's parts where she's laughing, smiling, and like retelling it like it was a fucking music festival she went to 5 years ago.
He wanted to sleep with him. And he locked the bedroom door, and I remember putting my ear up to the door, and I couldn't hear anything, so I presumed everything was okay. Oh! Retarded! What a fucking idiot. Yeah. I'm in a mansion, putting my ear up to a thick, you know, door, and I couldn't hear a man suck a child's dick through the door. Isn't that crazy? I can hear that!
That's how stealthy Jackson was, like.
And the other woman, well, yeah, he was fucking the child, but then also, he has a roller coaster, so fucking every cloud. Every fucking cloud, mate.
Who was saying, like, Jackson is, like, the pedo, like, he had his own ranch. His own fucking ranch, where the parents stayed in the same location.
Well, I mean, it's the like, hidden in plain sight thing. It's like, obviously, I'm not going to have sex with children while their parents are here.
Yeah. Wrong.
Yeah.
Of course not.
I'm fucking children in the butt.
It's fucking, it's wild, like, because, again, it's like, I think documentaries are starting to take that abducted in plain sight, like, kind of set up.
This is driving me.
Where it's like the first half is like pretty calm, like sets the scene, whatever.
Yeah.
The second half of the documentary, like, it just immediately goes into talking about how they met Michael, how they interacted with him, and it's like, and yeah, I was spread over on all fours, and Mr. Jackson just kind of tongued my anus for a little bit, and then I would, and they go into full description of details of what happened.
Yeah. You see, whenever there was one guy talking, and just from the way he was talking, it seemed like everything was true.
Yeah.
Is that getting like a fucking boner? Just keeps rising up. Tighten that top one. See that fucking bit there?
Oh.
Yep, never done anything mechanical in my whole life.
Scrounging.
But he felt like he kind of fancied him back because he was quite obviously homosexual. So he's like, yeah, we... And it, by the way, that bit, there's a bit where the guy's like, and then there was a room at the top of the thing, which was kind of like a washroom. We had sex in there. And then there was a cinema room, which had private booths with windows. We had sex in there. And we went down the hall, and there was a fucking ensuite, and we had sex in there. And there was two bedrooms adjacent to the thing, and we had sex in there. And I was like, he'll stop soon. And he's like, and there was a kitchen attached to the thing, and we had sex in there. And then we went around the side where there was a garage, and we had sex in there. And there was two cars in the garage. We had sex in both the cars. And you're like, yeah, he fucked you loads, bro.
Yeah.
You had sex a lot. Yeah. You know? But the way he was talking about it, you almost thought it was true. And he almost sounded like it was inappropriate, but hey, we were in a relationship. Whereas the other dude was just like, oh yeah, he licked my butthole and made me suck his dick.
Yeah.
And then the bit where he's like, and you know, as you can imagine, you know, that you've got an adult cock there and a child's face and all that. I was just like, hello!
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Disgusting.
And that guy couldn't be more like, you know, like Dr. Evil's son. Just a mopey teenager. Like, I have to go on my fucking razor scooter.
Yeah.
And then we just show you, you know, like footage of him with his hair bleached, like pushing himself along and fucking angry.
It's mad, like, it's because he was so, like,
childer!
Mega, mega, mega celebrity that he kind of was able to get away with all that shit. Well, like, just, like, larger-than-life personality, like...
Like, it should have been a dead giveaway whenever... It's like, Michael used to just call around here and it showed you the most basic fucking, like, middle America house.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the... why else? Why would he be there for any other reason than fucking your kid?
Yeah.
Like, he's coming by himself... To some very basic, just American house with some bullshit family. And it's like, hey, I just like hanging out with a normal family.
That's like Kanye West coming down to my house in Tyrone just for the crack, like. Yeah. Like calling around the fucking Coonagard estate.
And you're like, what? You know what it's like? It's like the bit in Fast and the Furious when Vin Diesel fancies your girl and he keeps going to the thing. And he's like, why do you keep coming down here, man? He goes, for the tuna sandwiches. He's like, no one likes the fucking tuna or whatever. It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not here for the tuna sandwich.
Yeah.
You're for the wee boy's booty.
Yeah.
Is that no toffee?
Ah! Oh my God.
And R. Kelly's fucking interview, him cracking up.
Oh my God, it's so fucking ridiculous, isn't it?
R. Kelly.
Like, I love how he's like if you actually pick out what he's saying, it's like, 30 years of my life! 30 years of my life!
I'm in fucking Young Vegas.
No, killing me with this! I can't have 30 years of my real!
Robert.
30 years of my real! Y'all trying to kill me! Y'all just don't want to believe the truth! You don't want to believe it!
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment.
I hope this camera keep going.
Crazy. It is an iconic interview. Like,
it was always going to be. I mean, the thing is like, no one noticed this shit early and could have stopped it, because even in the documentary, they were like, oh yeah, when he was like 20, he was hanging about trying to bang high school girls that were like 16, 17, 18.
Yeah. And which is like, weird. Like, you shouldn't be. That's weird.
But even at that point, someone should have stepped in and been like, bro, you can't fucking. So it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like, it's definitely an issue with him. You know, he's not like, I don't even think he's even like evil. Like, oh, I'm fucking. It's literally damage that he's received.
Yeah.
Because from straight out of the gate, he's like trying to buck younger girls that he has power over.
Yeah.
He was abused. Someone should have cut that off a long time ago. Like,
he was abused in years where he's fucking basically essentially developing a brain and a conscience, and it can't be fixed. Like, you know.
No, but again, we've talked about it before. That is literally how people get like fucking fetishes and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Things happen to you as you're like developing sexually. And that's why you're into like weird shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, many stories do you hear people like, oh, yeah, I like feet. And you're like, why? And you go, oh, when I was like fucking 12 or something, or 13, I had a teacher who used to like kick her shoes off when she was teaching or something. And you're sitting there with a wee root in class.
It's such a born fetish, though, too.
Well, it would be really handy if you could just walk up to some girl in Thompson's and be like, music's pumping, killing me, killing me. And you're like, here, stick your foot in my mouth. I bet you a mineral.
Just some doll set my ankles out. Look at the ankles, not hers.
Who was I talking to? Mickey or something? I was like, it's like maybe you think you're into feet just because you like fancy someone. You know, if you really fancy someone, you'd be like, I'll stick your foot in my mouth. I'll do anything. What do you want to do? Piss on me? I'll take it. Piss on me, beat me. I'll take anything. I'll take anything. Kill me. You fucking kill me, man. You two lads are in the whole gym and diet mode.
Wrong.
Nope.
What about this, though?
What's that? Risotto?
No, you fucking retard. It's an omelette. What's on a Happy Meal? No, it's a glass of water. It's an omelette with fucking broccoli. And you know, like baby broccoli? I've had to use it up this morning. Yeah. And I definitely will shit my pants later. I need to turn this fucking heater off. Are you in a diet mode, Aaron?
Not really, nah. Well, I'm going to the gym, yeah. Monday to Friday, sir.
Monday to Friday?
Monday to Friday!
Fuck
it! Here, sing Wonderwall there, the fuck. You're like playing guitar here with an actual guitar there.
You can't play Wonderwall in that tune, sir.
Oh, fucking hell, sir.
Not in tune either.
Are you a pussy?
Kill me! Y'all just don't want to believe. 30 years! Kill me, man!
What's he saying there? I've been doing music for 30 years, so obviously I should get away with an occasional rip here and there. I would run out of steam there. I don't know if you heard that, but.
I don't know.
That answers your fucking fitness question.
I'm out of breath. I'm still working out a lot, but. I don't know. It's hard. But. What I am doing after chatting to a few people online after I mentioned last week was, I think I'm just done with drinking. And drinking is causing a lot of fucking issues. Waste of time. Feeling like shit. Like taking way too long to get over a hangover. Eating badly around drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the last time I sort of quit drinking for about 2 or 3 weeks, I literally fucking naturally lost like fucking 6, £8 or something.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely, I think I've absolutely hit the wall with it now, where I'm just like, I can't be arsed with it. I literally, anything around drinking, I'm just like, I can't be arsed.
Yeah.
Like, I literally sat in the bar on Saturday night sober, which was fine. I was fine with being there and being sober, but I was just like, I wouldn't sit here for this amount of time for anything.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking. I was like, I would not, like, it's not pleasurable to be in here, even though I'm in, like, good company and everything. I'm just like, do this somewhere else. This is shit. Why do we have to do this here, surrounded by fucking assholes?
I think it comes in segments. Like, I'm done with nightclubs now. Like, I can't go into a nightclub. Like, it's just complete horse shit wall to wall.
Yeah.
Unless, here, some nightclub in Belfast, right, do a fucking hip-hop night, and a real hip-hop night, and just play tunes from start to finish.
Yeah.
No remix bullshit, no 30 seconds of a song, and then just literally get a fucking aux lead. I could aux lead the fuck out of any venue in Belfast. I swear to God.
Well, let me aux you a question. What venue would be... good place?
I would do Thompson's. I would do Thompson's or Ollie's. You're getting really the spectrum there. Like,
this is, shout out, by the way, shout out to everyone who came to Lavery's Comedy Club last time. Sorry, I've just been completely thrown off. Ronan Linsky was on, but I don't know why this is such a Ronan Linsky lineup of gigs. Lavery's Comedy Club, Belfast, somewhere else, Reykjavik.
Where the fuck's that?
Iceland.
Oh, fuck, Iran.
But you're like, I feel like only him would be doing gigs in fucking Reykjavik. Yeah, there's no hip-hop night. That's why I miss the days of, like, Milk and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Milk.
Where was that again? In the Stiff Kitten?
No, Tomb Street, like, facing the post office. It's called, like, fucking 14 or... what's it called now?
Oh, 21 Social?
No. Anyway.
Wait, where are you on about?
It was, like, Rain.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
It was lethal, but yeah, no one does a proper fucking hip-hop night.
Someone get in touch to fuck.
The nasty girl.
Would you for the crack, right? Like, if the two of us aux lead partied somewhere, would you do it for the banter? Like, where they were just like, yeah, we'll just give you a fucking aux lead.
You could do that in Lavery's any day of the week.
Yeah. You know? I'd do it for the crack.
I mean, okay. Might we just pre-make a playlist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be handy as fuck.
15 quid in, lads. Enjoy it. Just discovered your podcast. Absolutely outstanding. Living in Newcastle, so brings a bit of home. Top job. And that's from Neil. Personal training. Neil Rennie.
Good man, Neil.
Lifting and shifting. Here, Mr. Geddes, what was the podcast where you were talking about Begley and Ported Down? I have no idea. If you ask me what I talked about in the last podcast, I couldn't tell you.
Begley and Ported Down.
Fucking take your pick. Trying to show it to someone and can't find it. Would appreciate it if you could get back to me. I'd really appreciate it if you could get back to it. I have no idea what the fuck it is. I don't pay attention to any of the shit that I put out. I just put it out and fucking move on. Move along! I just noticed there are 160,000 people on the Blender page.
Oh, shit.
The fucking Palers. Look at that. 1,000 more this week.
It's mad.
Crazy. I feel like the Instagram followers are shooting up a good bit, too.
That's an Ulster Hall in a week there of new followers you got there.
Well, that's 400 more. Ulster Hall's 900 peeps.
That's mad number, sir.
What, sir? A lot of girls on my... I've said this to you before. Recently, I was just like, there's an influx of hoes on my goddamn Instagram page, which it was just a load of fucking neckbeards before.
Here.
A load of smelly neckbeards.
I welcome it, you know.
Oh, I'm going to pass it on to you.
Yeah.
Even in Lavery's, I'm like, in fact, there's a lot of that shit happens recently where I'm like, maybe it's because I'm married now, and I'm just like, this is like a goddamn buffet of minge here. Mm-hmm. I've been in Lavery's a few times and feel like texting, I'd be like, why are you not at every single Lavery's? Hanging about after.
A buffet of minge. Yeah, it's like a cosmos of fucking...
I called in the fucking... the limelight to drop off Ryan Collins' key. You know what I mean? Because I'm doing fucking odd jobs for Mickey Bartlett. And there's this group of... there was literally about 20 Australian girls outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, saying to the bouncer, and all, can we go in there? And he goes, nah, it's a fucking comedy night. And she's like, can we just stand in from the cold? And he was just standing next door. And I went into William Thomas. And I was like, mate, there's fucking about 30 goddamn, like, fucking 19-year-old Australians out there. Mm-hmm. Get out!
But then I'm socially awkward as fuck, so, you know.
Oh, look at this wee fucking emo boy here. There's probably some girl out there like, oh, look at him, he's all sensitive and emo. Oh, he's all shy and all that there.
Culty emo.
Glug, glug, glug.
Fucking life is depressing, sir.
Anyone want to throw a bit of minge at Aaron?
My P.O. box is... P.O. box is just short term for my dad's house.
It's just a letterbox at your dad's house.
P.O.'s box.
P.O. McCann. World famous. P.O. McCann. Deep pan or thin crust pizza? Hitting the big topic. The big topics here at the General Banter Podcast. What is it, guys? Deep pan or thin crust? It's a busy fucking Monday for me and McCann. Is it deep pan or thin crust? Fucking killing me, man.
Right. What if we did Oxlade at a nightclub and you just stayed on Tim Westwood character the whole night?
Is that what I'm doing?
Tim yeah, Westwood? That's Tim Westwood as fuck. That's hilarious.
Did we ever play Tim Westwood daggering people?
Nah. Oh, is this where he's like dry humping someone through the fucking...
I don't know if we actually played like this stage before. Westwood daggers a yacht.
Yacht!
What does that mean? What's a yacht? Like, he's like fucking Slenderman. Do you know what it is? It's the fucking white, middle-aged white man neck you get when you're bucking. It's like... like a tortoise. Yeah, baby. Dumping loads.
He's fucking giving her the bit there, though.
Dagger. It is the weirdest fucking shit of all time, though, isn't it?
Daggering's a weird term.
Give her the dagger, bro. Yeah. Fucking hashtag me too, or what? Yes. I think when you go so violent with it, a dagger in this bitch.
I remember there was a guy, and I'll tell you this after. Girl, make him out jump, 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 jump.
I would hang out at one of these events, you know, yeah. Get a couple of cocktails and view it from the side. Do you know what it is? It's past the level of like sexy to the point where it's just athletic, to the point where you're like, it's probably just smelly
and then it just gets very aggressive.
Do you know what I mean? It's like a fucking, it's like a pure gym.
Bro.
Nice pair of sweats on them.
Oh, she just, oh, fuck.
She just put her neck dead body to them. Just a load of torque.
I mean, there's get better trousers.
Yeah, but also sweet snake game and some shit. Gal, do it for me. Gosh, gal, gosh, gal, rock, gal, club, gal, set, gal, dash, gal. Gal, bubbling, bubbling, natural. So hacker, is it? What do we want? It's like, it is so athletic. You know what I mean? Them girls probably stink after this shit.
Yeah, she's, I like she's all that stage. Fuck, she just like more.
Fucking hatch of animals. How do you not just shite up your cacks every time?
That's hilarious.
Do you know what I mean? Like, your pants are so pulled into your asshole.
No, you'd have to be well cleared out before you did something like that. Like,
you need to be fucking clearing it out,
sir. No, sure. Fucking drop a Tropicana before you get out on that stage. Like, shite your ring out. Get out there to fuck out.
And get right in there like you're fucking polishing a fucking pint glass.
I was saying...
Just saying the topic of dagger, right?
There's a fella that worked in...
Nobody that we know has enough dick to deal with any of these girls.
No, I'd be terrified of them.
I have them shoes, I think. It looks like good crap. You know what I mean? Like, it actually looks like fun. Like it's funny.
I love how your eye got to that.
I mean, these girls, like, that's mad. Like,
she's walking backwards with her full fucking body tucked in between her legs.
Is this what Sally's is like in Noma?
Yeah. Sally's is so funny. The DJs at it, man. All right, guys, we've got a request here for Sean O'Neill. All right, guys, Crazy Fridays at Sally's.
If I've been in the car, I've been listening to. Oh, this guy's fucking doing hell. This is like a jiu-jitsu fucking warm up drill.
This cunt did round the world and then fucking.
This guy's passing guard on her cheeks.
Oh, she's not shifting that leg there. She had that leg sinking like an ostrich.
There's something about black guys, right? And this is not racist. It's absolutely true. They wear a lot of flamboyant shit that if a white guy wore it, you'd be like, what is this fucking weirdo doing?
Yeah, that's what most people say about me.
No, not really. I mean, this guy's wearing like a bucket hat and a fucking yellow t-shirt.
Yeah, white lads should never wear bucket hats. Schoolboy Q, you kind of fucking started that thing.
I mean, if anyone could pull it off, it's me, but...
You could actually pull it off.
I mean, this is probably riveting listening. What? I don't understand this. It's a bit like... Are they actually fucking after this?
I love how there's a crowd there watching it, like they're watching a tennis match.
Oh, they've come out for this, dude. Do you know what I mean? This dude's the fucking... Only that guy can pull that off, because he's built like a fucking... like a skeleton. You know, so he probably weighs like 9 stone. Like, he's standing on the side of her knee. If I did that there, casualty.
Oh, I can't even, yeah.
Yeah, I would attempt one of those moves and all of her bones would dislocate. Yeah,
I'd arrest me Nina doll and her fucking spine would give away.
I'll sit on a different seat in our living room and Maureen will go, ow!
No.
My hair.
But I have to say, see what you were saying about daggering? There's a guy I used to work with at the advertising place.
Stop
in LA,
his wife. Right?
He's one of those guys smoked way too much weed. Okay. And he's always like, yeah, bro, it's fucking whatever, man. Like, I just take her out, whatever. And he was telling us about, he had a date with this girl that he met off Tinder. And then he was telling us all about the office. And the next day I go to him, I was like, bro, how'd the date go? And he just goes, well, you know, dude, took her to fucking, you know, nice restaurant. And then she was loving it. Took her back home. Took her to the fucking stabbing cabin, bro. And I was like, you fucking reptile, like,
took her to the stabbing cabin, bruh. Do you know what that means? She didn't turn up.
Yeah, he's sitting there in the restaurant by himself, writing on a napkin what he can tell the boys tomorrow at the office, like,
what rhymes with stabbing?
Stabbing cabin. That's so funny. Oh my god.
Now, this is probably racist on my part, but I watched all the black folk dagger in there and thought it was a bit of crack. And now you got this hot white girl, and I have an actual erection. So. Although the white dude looks like Shane Todd. Looks like he's fucking having a
fit. He's gonna rip them fucking Levi's, sir.
He's having a fit! He's having a fit! Oh wait. Oh, he's gonna show him what the crack is. Oh, wait a minute. This is brilliant. Oh, so the white dude was trying to do a bit of daggering, or in French, lay daggering, as it's called there. And the black dude's run in like, ain't nobody, this is my house, bitch. And he sets this girl on a wall, runs back 10 feet,
oh,
and now he's going to just...
God, man. Oh,
douche! Just smashing it. Look at that shit. By the way, I love the way this is just like on a daytime on a Tuesday somewhere in a fucking burnt out house.
That is hilarious.
But see, that's funny. That's actually quite funny. He's almost like, I fuck so hard I can't even handle it.
He full blown like Chris Benoit diving headbutted right into that fucking girl. Like,
oh, he splashed. He did a top rope fucking splash type maneuver. Oh, he's about to get in a fight there. This is crazy. I could watch this shit all day.
That's wild.
Although the first white girl was, you know,
that's so wild.
That's wild, bro. You wouldn't get that in Tyrone. But I don't know, it's a bit like going to a strip club. I don't know how you could do all that shit and not be like, oh, fucking lie or what.
That's what I was saying to you. There was a girl in that house that I lived in that was a stripper, right?
Yeah.
And now I hear about like her story and what she was doing for all the rest and like what she had to go for on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. And then I come back here
and some fucking monster in second year college is like, might just give up all my exams and become a stripper. And it's like, you don't have the charisma, the athletic ability, or the fucking looks to do be a stripper.
You haven't got the minerals, pet.
Yeah.
That's like me going, I'm sick of trying to be a comedian. I might try being a fucking football player for a minute. You're like, you know, it's not happening, bro.
Yeah.
I don't understand stripping, you know?
What do you mean?
Prostitution, I understand.
Have you ever been to a strip club?
No.
It's a lot of fun. Like, it is very fun. Now, once you get into like...
When you're with all your mates and you have a boner? Now, sounds class.
No, listen, when it gets like private lap dances and shit like that, yeah, weird and seedy. But like when it comes to just going down here and banging beats and, you know, whatever, I like it. Fuck it.
I'm a con. Strip clubs, I go for the music.
Strip club connoisseur.
I
don't care who's in the pool as long as there's a bit of fucking Travis Scott in the background, sir.
Straight up! If you can get a decent hot wing and and a dick suck, I am fucking there.
There's a guy in the house went to the fucking strip club buffet one day.
Oh, no.
And they did like 2 o'clock.
No thanks, bro.
Could you think of anything more fucking disease-riddled than that?
There are, apparently in America, I've heard various comedians talk about, there are some places that do legitimately class food.
In the strip clubs?
Yeah, but it's... It's like you're mashing too many things together. I don't even like drinking alcohol and eating. You know, keep them separate. Eat your dinner, go on the piss. Don't even go on the piss, eat something later. I don't want to be like, this dinner's delicious, asshole in my face. There'd be too many things going on at once.
Yeah, you're sensory overload. And I couldn't even, what you're saying.
I couldn't even fucking, you see what people talk about, like, oh, there's a place that does, you know, fucking massage and they do happy endings. I'm like, pull my dick first when I walk in the door. Suck my dick. Then give me a massage. And then after that, I'll be hungry. And I'll have a steak. And then I'll be like, maybe now I'll listen to some Travis Scott.
That's hilarious.
Spread it out, bro. And I'm not talking about your ass cheeks.
Tim, my mate, can't watch massage porn anymore. Because he's an actual
Fuck
masseuse.
Tim!
He's an actual
Fuck
masseuse.
Tim!
He can't watch massage porn anymore.
I until some doll's in. She's like, I would like you to massage a knot that I find in my purse. In my pussy. Has he, we shouldn't be giving out his name if he has a legit business. Has he told you any stories where people have told him anything, done anything weird with him? Some old doll, like, oh, I've got a bit of tension there. I'm a fucking taint.
No, not yet. Not yet. I'd say though he'll start to get shit.
I think
that.
It's when it's legit sport massage and it's all fucking GAA players and stuff. It's, you know, it's not as sexy. You need
it's
to be like,
sexy.
You need to be like a, you know, like get a job as a masseuse in a spa, in a hotel or something, you know, where you might get some rich doll being like, I've left a little note there beside the bed if you want to finger blast my box.
I don't get it. Like, happy ending massages and shit like that.
No, it's just, fuck the massage bit. Two separate businesses.
Yeah.
You're like, if I've got a bad back, the last thing I want is for you to try and pull my dick.
Yeah, it's hard.
And if I've got a hard dick, the last thing I need is you to work my traps.
It's hard to work a combo for a hand job of anything. You know? Hand jobs and what
full,
goes
full
well
blown sex.
Yeah.
I got this business and it's hand jobs and fucking. And what we do is we pull your dick and then slowly, if you give us the right signals, we'll work it into fucking banging. Also, you know what I mean? Like, especially if you're in a place and someone was actually hot. I mean, there's probably plenty of places where it's a load of fucking swamp donkeys and they're just like, this is pure business.
Mm-hmm.
Come in, relax, there you go, wank, see you later.
Yeah.
But if I was in there and someone was legit hot and they started like fucking pulling you off, I'd be like, listen, we can't settle for this. You know what I mean? I'm as greedy here as I am at the fucking strip club buffet.
Yeah.
Give me it all.
Yeah.
You know? With throwing down or what?
Why can't Northern Ireland not have strip clubs? Is there like a thing we don't have?
Because the type of girl that would be a fucking professional stripper over here would put you off sex for life.
It would be like,
they would send like fucking sex offenders there.
Yeah.
Take a look at fucking Sheila over here throwing her flaps about. And next minute you're like a monk. Oh, don't eat that anymore. What are you now? Priest? Gonna fuck kids.
We have a strip club buffet here. It's an Ulster fray. And then, you know, afterwards we'll take you in the back room.
Yeah. And then a wee fucking shout out goes out. Just want to say welcome to fucking flappers strip club here in fucking Marfeld. And that was fucking superstar. You know it well. And just a quick shout out to Graham in the back there. We've run out of black pudding here at the buffet. Up next, Alice DJ.
Welcome to Kickstein fucking strip club where we've got strippers and rashers. Up next in the pool.
Tanya.
Wait, Trisha on placement there. She's a placement student and, you know, we'll get the wear out of her.
She's on her 1 month trial. She studies software engineering at Jordanstown. And that is not shite on her arse cheek. That is, in fact, a birthmark. Good girl.
Staff announcement, we've run out of beans at the fucking buffet. So if you could go easy on that, put her in fifth gear and we'll be back in a second here. The beans refilled.
I need a piss. Here's Stairway to Heaven. Here's a fucking...
Just been informed the pole has fucking rusted. So if you can put an advert in Gumtree for us to get somebody down to fucking take a look at her and get some WD-40 on the bastard.
Just let you know, the kitchen will be closing up for an hour. So if you're looking to fill soda, give Graham a shout there. And up next on the pole,
Denise Winters.
Shawneen. Go ahead, Shawneen. Our Wayans are in the back, and people say it's frowned upon to have children in the bar, but I think it's brought a lovely atmosphere to the bar. A lot less swearing anyway. And she'll be wrapped up because the kids have to be back to school.
Congratulations to our Facebook like and share competition winner, Richard Hall. You've earned yourself a free lap dance and a fucking two-piece fry. So happy days, mate.
And £50 worth of vouchers for Harvey Norman. And that's an association with Carpet Right. Shawneen's got her carpet right today, as in she's had it waxed off. Good girl. And next week, the big prize. A day at We Are Vertigo.
Sponsored by Yankee Candle. Speaking of which, anybody knows how to get that fucking smell out of the carpet? 075-499. Send me a WhatsApp.
If you got the minute or two, send me a voice note and we'll play it live and we'll get your tweet up on the screen.
For an extra £20 in the lap dance, we'll give you refillable CNC lemonade glasses. You fill your tumbler up as much as you like. So work away, sir. Easy on that fucking deleting juice too, boys. We need to last the whole night here.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Give it up for Marie. There's Marie there.
Think you're better off alone.
There you go, Marie. Just a quick shout out. There is a Vauxhall Vector out the back. YZV2836. You've parked over the back delivery door, and there's a lot of rashers coming in. So if you could kindly remove the car, here's bits and pieces. Bits and Pieces is the name of our amputee stripper.
You might have noticed our next stripper here from 2014 Glory Tier winner. It's
oh, fuck. Bits and pieces. Oh. Oh, fucking hell.
Well.
Oh, Jesus. Where do you go from here?
I'm tired. Tired, bro. Next Sunday, we're hosting a family day. There'll be a bouncy castle and a mechanical bowl. Sponsored, of course, by the co-op. Up next, Patricia. Says she forgot to shave her legs and pits, but some of yous are into that. So there you go.
Trisha's kitchen as well, on the side is a brekkie. So, you know, if she didn't cut it for you in the stage, maybe she will on the wall.
Please throw paper money only, because one of our last dancers has to miss 2 weeks of work because she got hit in the face with £17 worth of £2 coins. Never know, Tony. No Scottishness.
Can the clap that's trying to use Apple Pay? Please support the reception. We've been kicked out. We'll take that.
Slippers now have contactless on their holes. If you would like to up the payment a wee bit. Hold it over the dot till it beeps. And that's it. Donna said she's done her ankle in at a boxer size class. She should be performing a whole routine from a stool. But sure, you're only here for the tits anyway, not the footwork. Mixing it up. Mixing it up here. What would be a strip club name?
Oh, fuck.
Fanny Annie's. Welcome to Milkers.
Yeah, let's go to the beat.
Welcome to Milkers here in Magherfeld.
Welcome to Straffaway Strip Club.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, fucking hell.
There she is up there. Good girl. Shauna. Shauna is performing the dance tonight and would also like to mention that she's selling her car. You want to speak to her afterwards? She'll give you a good price. Want to see it, Leon? The smell of six near out of it.
The strippers are now accepting payment in the form of red diesel.
Yep, we'll be passing around a jerry can. Mixing it up here a bit. Here's Deirdre, our oldest stripper here. And talk about fucking arthritis. She is in fact feeling it. Speaking of melting, we're now doing a baked potato over at the buffet. We've turned the aircon up a wee bit too, and I'm feeling it too. I got sweat dripping down my shins. Dropped a wallet in the bag. Name Aaron McCann. No money in it. But two yokes and a loyalty card to Supreme.
Two yokes in a change pocket.
They look old. A Joe bag that literally doesn't have the same packaging as a modern day Joe bag.
Two yokes. We've added eggs to the buffet, so fry down, scramble the eggs, feed black pudding back in the roster. So
whenever you're ready. Just shout out to Donna, if you could be wrapped up before the Liverpool match starts at 9. Nobody wants to see tits when they're trying to see football.
Taking her comeback to the stage here after being off for 3 weeks with a dose of the ammonia. It's Greta Colton.
With her stage name, Crystal Balls. Crystal's Balls. We're going to have to do another question here.
I could do that all day.
Before we run out of fucking tape. Oh my god, I have a sore neck.
Fuck, I am feeling it already.
I need a piss. I need a piss before we started.
How long? Oh fuck,
oh, my jaw's sore. How big around is Aaron's head?
It's the right size, like.
I'm measuring it.
No, do you actually have measuring tape? I'm not thinking of a state ruler, but on disposal. What are you on about, from like left ear to right ear, or
take
what? Roughly, what's my head?
So,
I've actually kind of wanted to know this for a while. See if I can get like a claim or something, or benefits of some degree.
So that's a 12 inch the whole way around, and that's about another inch. So, yeah, about 23 inches around
circumference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
look at your face.
Yeah,
yeah. So there you go. The big questions answered here at the General Matter Podcast. Do you like thin pizza, or what size is Aaron McKeown's fucking loaf?
I'm feeling it in my balls.
23.
What did you?
24. Why?
Just asking. Like, I often forget that you're a lot younger.
What did you get?
32, bro.
32.
Old as fuck. Either you're...
You have years on me, like?
Oh, I... Have years on everyone, mate. Either you or McCann playing to a gig in Scotland this year. Do you have a Scotland gig?
No.
I'll be doing it, but it'll probably be more like September, October type vibe.
I'm
going to try and do an Edinburgh one as well. I only did Glasgow last time. Did you get the Scottish lad vote? Yes, I did. Cheers, Ben. What would be your last meal before dying? I mean, the sad thing is, people don't really get a last meal unless you're on death row.
Yeah, and even then, it's like they can't get whatever they want. Like, it's...
If people die horribly in hospital or something, the last thing they eat is usually just like a fucking pureed bit of food, because they can't eat that much, and then they fucking just die.
A bit of Baxter soup, and then you're fucking coped. If I had last meal, though, I'd probably just go...
Finger yourself? What? What are you going to say?
Ramen noodles. I'd have a bowl of ramen noodles from that place and a wee rice bowl.
I would probably have like a big fucking Asian banquet that would be all like pad thai noodles and pho.
Aye.
And like a lot of fucking like battered prawns. Big fan of any sort of battered prawn. But then also probably just like a fucking burger thrown in there.
I love how we're such fat cunts and someone's like, what's the last meal you get before you die? And we're like, oh, full buffet.
Yes,
that's the equivalent of what do you wish for? More wishes.
Yeah, it's like what's your final meal? Not all of your favorite foods in one fucking plate. You fat bitch. Maureen was hungover the other day, and it's a weird thing. We were like, normally I'm hungover alongside her, and now I've got it in my mind. I'm not gonna drink, and now I'm just like, you drink too much. Like literally, I'm like, what are you doing, bro?
It's like when you start doing something good for like a day and you look down at everybody who isn't doing that.
Oh my God, I'm absolutely...
I'm the worst.
Literally the worst.
As soon as
I stopped smoking, I was like, bro, it's terrible for you.
Yeah. Like, see if I get up and go to the gym early, like, I'll come home and be like, what have you useless bastards been doing all day? You heaps of shit.
Yeah, and they're like, you're in my house, aren't you? Would you? Yeah, it's wild. What will be your last meal? All the foods I've ever had. Any more tats planned, Luke Sweeney? I don't know when that question was asked. Yeah, 27th of March, I'm booked in, but I don't know what I'm getting yet.
You don't know what you're getting yet?
I have a vague idea, but I don't know what it looks like.
Do you know where you're getting it?
I'm going to, because I've got that big piece up here, I'm going to get another piece on the other side.
Nice.
I'm going to push that out of the way there, because no one can see your fucking big face.
Nice.
This is how this should be, Aaron. Like, deafening all the listeners.
Your mic's not even touching your mouth, man.
There we go.
Happy
days.
You see his big fucking fat loaf now? Fucking great. Also, I'm heading to Amsterdam next week. Just wondering what the place is called. You got the Vietnamese food in. Apologies for the two questions. It wasn't Vietnamese. It was Thai. And it was called the Little Bird or something. Best food I've ever had in my life.
I remember you talking about this place, yeah.
They had pineapple and pork fried rice, which squirt. Skate.
I want to go to Amsterdam for the crack.
Mate, do you want to go? Like, me and you should go on that trip.
Let's do it.
Just me and you go.
Let's do it.
Or fucking...
A few coffees, a few wafers.
Do you know what sounds weird? But it's not. A good little group to do anything with is me, you, and Maureen.
Yeah.
which should be weird.
No, it's not.
But it's not. Because anyone, like, fucking Mickey would be a pain in the hole if you went and did that something like that with him. You know, you would think you were doing something fun. He's like, I'm way to fucking buck 10 hookers. No, I would. Would I absolutely pay a hooker to give you a foot job? Yeah. And I would vlog it, probably. I'd be like, listen, what if I just slip you for me to just fucking film this? Can't get a foot job.
The new vlog. Yeah.
What's up, guys? This week we're in Amsterdam. McCann's getting a foot job. You know, like, just cut to it. He's getting a foot job, getting his fucking dick wanked with feet.
Yeah, but you're like the least third wheel couple feeling of all time. Like, you know, when you go out with people who are in a couple and there is a third wheel aspect to people always talk about and joke about,
uh-huh.
You don't get that with you anymore at all. Like, it's weird. Like,
there you go.
Just two sound cons.
No, especially, like, it would cost you less and be less hassle to go to Amsterdam than it would to go to fucking, like, you know, Dublin for the fucking weekend.
Just what it said, Dublin, aye. Dublin's expensive as fuck.
Amsterdam's no joke either, like, but at least it's nicer.
At least you can outstay your
You be at Par Video this year. Missed you at the last year. Was it any use to you? Let me tell you something, G. Kenning. I will never be fucking invited to that thing again.
Why?
Because I fucking slobbered about them.
Oh, did you?
Because I was booked to do it. And obviously, I'm down the list of important video creators. You know, it was literally like Peter McKinnon, and there was a load of fucking really big video people.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in the Ulster Hall, and I'm from here, and I'm sure they could have benefited with local promotion. I'm sure they did all right numbers-wise, but, like, I'm the only, as I said to Dylan Osborne, I'm like, I'm the only cunt sold the fucking place out. And I could not get a fucking answer out of them. I was like, when am I on? What have I to do? Do you want me to do anything? Where am I was literally like, I'm completely in the dark here, other than just turn up on the day and be like, what am I supposed to do? Because you have to go out in front, you know, you have to go on stage and chat. So I was like, I need some sort of fucking information. And I had moved. It was the time of that, you know, the vlog I have from the Euro trip.
Mm-hmm.
It was before that. And I'd postponed the day that we were supposed to travel, booked new flights, and kept asking them, what's going on? No information. Absolutely, fuck all. Someone who was attending the thing had to send me, like, a copy from the website going, oh yeah, this is the time you're on. And I was like, for fuck's sake. And I'd already changed so many plans, and it literally cost me money. You owe me fucking money, Par Video, for booking new flights. And then I just had the right to them and go, listen, I don't know what the fuck it is you even want me to do, but at this point, I'm going to have to pull out because I have other plans which I'd changed, which I'd much rather do, and I've fucking rearranged it for you, and I can't get a fucking answer out of you. So, see ya.
I totally sympathize with that.
And nobody even fucking, like, got back to me on that, and I was just like, well, fuck me, what's all this? You know, and then I think Dill Takes Photos, who was working with him, was just like, oh yeah, sorry about that. It was just that we're all confused and because it was the first year. And you're like, yeah, but, you know, it's like if I asked someone to do Lavery's, this is a much smaller scale. And they were coming up from somewhere and they're like, where is it? I don't know what to do. How long am I doing? How much am I getting paid? You know, all this shit. And you just didn't answer them.
Yeah, at least give an answer.
It's fucking a terrible way to be.
That's like what happened to me with the Edinburgh Fringe for that first venue I was talking about. Like, right, let me secure this venue because you have to pay a fucking hideous amount of money.
It's completely extortion.
So I'm sitting there trying to get this fucking venue sorted. I'd send them an email being like, okay, send me through the invoice so I can pay for it.
Oh, shit.
And then just no reply. And then they sent me back an email like last week being like, all right, aren't all ready to go. And I'm like, no, I've went with someone else.
Yeah, I've had to go with someone else.
Yeah. Because you've left me in the dark about it. Yeah, I totally agree.
You could have hung in there with them and turned down other offers and they're like, oh, sorry, we don't have this anymore, and you're left with nothing.
Yeah.
You know, the way they get on is very much you take what you're given.
Yeah.
So on the other side of that, you have to be like, I have to strike while the iron's hot here. I have to get it now to secure it. And then they give you fucking shit about it.
And it's mad too. It's something my dad has said since day one. It's like, it literally is about most shit that you'll get and anything in life is more about often who you know, like,
without a shot over
there. Because instantly I said to shout out to Scott Gibson about that, and literally like a day later he had me in at one of the top venues in Edinburgh with a time slot that, you know, I couldn't get originally.
Shout to Gibbo.
So it's like, I don't know, it's fucking bullshit, but yeah, I totally sympathize with you in that.
Shout out to Scott Gibson. Looks like a more fucking, like, a manly version of me. What's your ideal fan interaction? We nod and a smile, rushing over for a selfie. Weird questions over Instagram. None at all. Just just politeness. Mm-hmm. Do you know the worst thing? I mean, it's fucking crazy to even talk about it, but like, see when people, like, if people are like, trying to be overconfident because they don't want to seem like, you know, they actually want a photo with you. Like, here's a photo, you big fucking baldy spastic.
Mm.
And you're like, fuck off, I don't care if you get a photo or not.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here having a fucking coffee, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So the number one thing is just be polite, and that's it. You know what I mean? If you want to chat to someone or, you know, or get a photo or something, just be polite.
Yeah.
Because the person would have to be a fucking sociopath. I've had a few fucking ridiculous, you know, like the guy outside the cancer center. Me, can I get a selfie? And I literally pointed at the sign. I was like, and he goes, oh, is it not a good time? And I went, of course fucking not.
That's mad.
You dickhead.
It's mad. Yeah, that's crazy. That's fucking wild shit, like. But most people...
Just be polite. Honestly, just, even if you're fucking feel weird or nervous or whatever, just politeness is fine. Do you know what I mean? That's about it.
Do you find, just a quick question, that do you find people are a lot more like that in a setting of like a nightclub or a pub where they're out of their mind fucking full?
Oh yeah, it's disgraceful.
And then they wouldn't say two words to you when they're sober?
Like, well, that's exactly what happened on that Saturday night. Like, we were sitting on a high table right in the middle of this pub because it was busy, like, and nobody said anything.
Mm-hmm.
But then a certain time of the night when the music went up, they turned the music up and turned the lights down.
Yeah.
And people obviously were getting a wee bit more drunk, and then people would just come over and start, all right, fuck it. And you're like, you were here all night. I've seen you here all night.
Yeah.
You walked past me about 8 times.
Yeah.
And now you've ticked over into Steaming, and now you're like, fuck it, there's no fucking bit. Some guy goes to me, mate, do you ever fuck it? Like, literally could be more of a fucking smick.
Do you know what you should do, mate? No, you should do stand up. I seen fucking the pub landlord. No, you should do that sort of thing. Do you ever do stand up?
I went, nah, I'm too scared.
The Gary V of Belfast there.
You should do stand up, mate.
You know what you need, mate?
I thought that was funny. I'm too scared to do stand up. Are you both still against the Yeezy 700s, even though the new Inertia pair are fire? Personally, hate all the other colorways, but picked up the Inertias this weekend, and they're silly good.
Google image them in there real quick. I don't know what the fuck he's on about.
I think it's the grey, sort of pinky ones, is it?
Inertias.
Yeezy 700. Oh, I seen it there, didn't
I? It's like you're typing on a fucking tractor name. The Yeezy 700.
The grey and like peach one.
I don't. This is like that Balenciaga shit of like oversized, like.
It's not the colour, it's the shape. Like, the shape.
No, I don't. It's too big. It's a fucking massive old shoe, like.
The first Yeezy.
But then maybe it's because they wouldn't suit me at all. Like, I think you need to have a fucking skinny legs and shit to pull them off, like, so properly. Like,
yeah, see, like that Yeezy, like the 350.
Yeah.
There literally wasn't a shoe like that before.
Yeah.
So it filled a hole. You know, and it is like a shape of shoe now. It's like a cool shoe.
Yeah.
You know, that along with all your standards, like, oh, this is a Jordan, this is a fucking whatever, Adidas fucking superstar, this is a whatever, this is a Yeezy, you know what I mean? Yeah. It almost falls into like classic shape, like this is a Converse, this is a Vans, this is a fucking Yeezy. Like, these are class, would wear them.
There's a bright like yellow version of these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Someone sell me them, the fuck.
I would wear them too.
I'd wear them.
They're class.
The amount of lads in Oma that have AliExpress Yeezys is fucking hilarious. Just for, I wouldn't pay fucking £200 from here, but I'll get them and that thing, get them chained in 2 weeks.
It's a thing. I would just like to buy myself a pair of fucking proper Yeezys for the crack.
Yeah.
Because no doubt they're comfy as fuck.
Oh, why?
Yeah, if I was going to buy a pair, I've liked them for a while. Just the grey with the fucking orange swoop on it there.
Yeah, they're nice.
I like them. But yeah, those big chunky ones, they look like shit. We were in Brian Thomas yesterday in Dublin. See the fucking Gucci section? I was like, tear the word Gucci off this. And it's like a fucking farmer's like shop selling like steel toe cap.
Oh, it's bag of shit. Like,
looks like shit.
Bag of
like,
shit. Not for me, but.
Did you watch Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan Experience, or even see a summary video? It was exhausting. Exactly. Couldn't even get into it. Couldn't even pay it any attention. It was just too much.
Yeah, he's mad, like, I know.
You'd be like, Alex, do you want a cup of tea? Think about tea as it's being sold in the fucking da da da, and they're owned by the Chinese who are burning fucking children's fetuses. And you're like, bro.
Yeah.
Tea or not?
Yeah.
You fat cunt. Can't believe that guy's 7 years younger than Joe Rogan.
What?
He looks like fucking hammered shit.
How old's Alex Jones then?
Like fucking 46 or something.
Yeah, he looks like an old boy, like in a pub, and just lost his mind.
Where's he from, Texas? I sit out in the sun, eat steak, don't drink water. That's what Mickey Barta looked like in 2 years. There's a fucking photo. I have to show you this. I think I might have put it in the group, did I?
Oh, he's completely red in the face.
I'm like, mate, it gave me confidence. I was like, I look healthy and in shape, you know, and vibrant. Look at that. I'm like, look at that, bro. Look dressed, you know what I mean? Nice bulgy arm there. And then on the other side, he looks like he's doing a handstand, doesn't he? He looks like he's been doing a fucking handstand for half an hour. Now, why are we holding this young gentleman? I have no idea. I literally look healthy there, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
And I look like shit who never sleeps most of the time. Like, but fuck's sake, bro. What a bag of bollocks he is.
Madness.
All right, Mickey, I'm at the gym 5 times a week. Your cardio is the least of your problems. You know what I mean? How many different uses can you think for Aaron's head? You could probably iron on it. You could probably make horseshoes on it like an anvil. If you were locked out of your house, you could smash a lock in. What else?
Honest to God, if I did a headbutt some cunt, like, they'd probably die, like.
Oh my God.
Like, if I sank my skull under you, like.
Like, they'd have to fucking use dental records to, figure out who it was.
Scattered teeth, like.
Just douche. Where do babies come from? The blurt. When do you think we'll see James Kelly? Is this your mate?
No.
What's his name?
Oh, Jonathan Kelly.
Pardon me.
Good lad.
Don't get angry. It's funny that I seen one photo or video of him in a Snapchat or something going like, fuck's sake. And I was like, oh, is he the angry one? He's the stabby one.
Yeah.
When do you think we'll see weed being legalized and paper money being completely eradicated? It's a matter of when, if not. When do you think we'll see weed being legalized? Love the podcast, keep her lit. There's a lot of shit. I mean, this is where the dead-on mafia idea comes in. It does not make any sense for it to be. It doesn't really make any sense for any drug to be illegal.
Ket's a bit of a mad one, like.
But ket can be used in a good way for, like, PTSD and stuff. So it's almost like abuse of drugs is bad, but there are a lot of uses for many different drugs.
Yeah, it's always the thing isn't evil, it's the people using it or whatever.
That's true. Paper money's on its way out. I used to like a bit of cash, but now I don't give a fuck at all.
No, I don't know if it will be on its way. You're always going to have old cunts who won't know how to use stuff.
Yeah.
So.
And if you're still getting deals for cash, it's all good, baby.
Yeah, I think
which so. Is so true. Like, you know, we were buying some bathroom stuff. The guy's like, do you have cash? And I went, yeah. And he goes, VAT free, you know what I mean? Who would you back in a fight, Mickey or McCann?
Oh my God, that'd be the worst fight of all time.
You versus Mickey?
Yeah.
I think I would have to pick you, just it's part of weight ratio. If you could get on him. He's not getting up.
Headbutt again. Done.
Mickey, pound for pound, his head's pretty fucking big too. Like,
oh, why?
For the size of him. He's like a.
If we both went for it, we'd probably make a fucking black hole.
If you could get him down and get on top of him, I think he'd be fucked. But he might roundhouse you in the liver. I need a goddamn neck traction. Vita or Wheaton Bread?
Vita.
Okay.
Immediately on that.
Well, I mean, if you're just eating it by itself, butter, Vita. You can't have, like, you can't put a wee bit of fucking prawn cocktail on a fucking Vita, can you?
Toasted Wheaton bread's decent now, like.
Nah, Wheaton's gross. Toasted Vita with butter on it is literally,
toasted Vita
Spunk
is
City, like.
Good night, Irene.
What do you think of Leaving Neverland, Doc? Oh, we covered that.
It's also a shit documentary, though.
Like, yeah, it's not good. There's so many of those things where, like, I don't want to watch 5 hours of child abuse.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Rap, I know what's happened.
Abducted in plain sight held my attention. Whereas that was just like, yeah. I think now you're just going to see that's all it's going to be now. It used to be such an honor to get a documentary made about you, didn't it? Now it's like fucking.
Yeah, no one's making any good documentaries anymore. It's all like, hey, have you fucking raped some kids?
Yeah, welcome, I love a good motivational documentary.
Welcome to Netflix. We're going to run out of time here, so I think we got to fucking wrap it up in the next couple of mins. Do you have any big tunes of the week, Aaron, you want to fucking play us out on to make sure we definitely don't get monetized?
You always put me in the spot
let
with
me
tunes.
Let me find this just for a second here. I seen... Bollocks. Let me see if I can get this.
What the fuck is this?
Let me see. I'm trying to find a fucking video. So, this is our boy, Niall, who took photos of me at the Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen... Who did I see playing this? Our other boy, William. You know those Mulhall bros that come to Lavericks?
Yeah.
Just fucking 19 beards. And a couple of wolves. He was playing this on a fucking Instagram story or something because he's mates with this guy, Niall, who took all those sweet photos of me at the Odyssey. The cunt's playing Dead Mouse on a guitar. Have you heard that song? With on this fucking shitty podcast.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, I've deep plunger in my thoughts.
We're near 2 hours of a podcast here, so with 1 minute left on the clock, let's get the fuck out of here. Aaron's tour's on sale. If you want to just follow him on Instagram, all the shit will be up there. My tickets for the fucking SSA Arena are on sale. They're about over half sold, so I haven't really made much of an effort beyond that. So let's really get them fucking sold, guys, right?
Out of their throat, the fuck.
ColinGettis.com for the fucking live podcast merch. All the Pink Dead All Mafia t-shirts are back in stock as well, so pull my fucking teats. Know what I mean? Let's get the fuck out of here. See you later.
Good luck, lads.
Coming up next,
the Wii.
She's gonna do it. Butterfly painting with her tits covered in Dulux. Here we go.